Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Time for Freaky Friday now, where we share your ghost stories and spooky coincidences. And we're joined today by Dr. William Cottrell, who's a specialised antique restorer, a good friend of the show, and he joins us now. Hello, William.
Hello, Jesse. Hello.
And you'll be telling us about some furniture you've come across that's been in its own way a little bit spooky.
Yes. Well, it's a bit different, I think. But when you put the call out last Friday for sort of new stories, I thought, oh, maybe these will work. They're sort of lost and found stories, so they're a bit different. But in the field that I work in, it's quite remarkable that anything ever coincidental happens. So I spoke earlier with Sally, your producer, and she thought the one that was perhaps first up we should mention was a couple of Canterbury's. And their little music sort of racks. They're like little trolleys, Victorian trolley, sort of like toast rack things that you put sheet music in.
Yeah.
And about 30 years ago, I bought one in Auckland. It was a Rimu one. And because I collect early New Zealand made furniture. A very exciting thing to find because these are incredibly rare. And I probably owned it for about 10 years or something, and I thought this is just the best one I've ever seen, and probably I'd only ever seen two or three anyway.
Yeah.
And I tracked down the design to a guy called William Smee, who was a cabinet maker in London at the time, and it was made around 1870, so an incredibly rare thing for New Zealand. And I was just moving down to Canterbury, down here, and so it was the day we were packing up in Auckland and leaving, and everything was in boxes. And I got a phone call from a guy, and he said, oh, I've got a Canterbury. And I said, oh, look, bad time to call. And he insisted on bringing it around, and I said, I've really got the best one I could, you know, ever have. And so he brought this one around, and, you know, it's just not a good day to talk to me. It was an identical one to the one that I owned, absolutely identical. But what was so remarkable was that the one I owned had a drawer in it, just one single little drawer down the bottom of it. And I think Sally might have posted up some photos of these on the website, and they're really beautiful photos. And on the back of my drawer was written in a sort of blue pencil, number two, which didn't make any sense because there was only one drawer in this thing. And when this guy produced his one, I pulled out the drawer, and sure enough, number one was written on the back in the same blue pencil.
Oh.
Yeah. So what it meant was, obviously, they sat in the same workshop on the same day. They were made by the same people and sold as a pair to somebody. And then many, many years later, they got split up. And then finally, back and about, year 2000 somewhere, I got them back together 130 years later. So I was just thrilled with that, and I kept them for many years. And then just after the earthquakes that wrecked my house down here in Canterbury, they ended up in Te Papa, so they're now part of the National Collection.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
that is really wonderful. What I would really love to do is, I don't want to hurry your other stories. It's my fault for not leaving enough time for you, William. So I think we might leave it there today. We might get you back to tell us the story about your dining chair set on another occasion. Would that be okay?
Sure. Well, I gave Sally quite a few stories. There's a whole bunch of these.
And I told myself absolutely. I would make plenty of room for you, and here we are just a couple of minutes before the hour, and I don't want to risk running out of time.
The other ones are goodies.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. And so Te Papa have those two Canterbury's now. Are they available for the public to see, or they're part of that giant collection which actually isn't always out on display?
No, they're sort of part of the bottom of the iceberg. They're sort of in storage, you know. The bit the public sees is 10% at best. And no, they're actually, but they're, if you go onto the Te Papa website, there's a very, very good selection of photographs of these two. They're utterly beautiful little things.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So you just go to the website, go into collections, and collections online, and then just put in the word Canterbury, or I think music band, something like that. Just a generic search word, and you'll find them. It's gorgeous.
Good stuff. So
maybe you could even post the link or something on your website.
Ah, that's a very good idea. Okay, we'll get our Sam onto that one. Thank you very much for your time today. We will talk to you again for Freaky Friday in the future. Thank you, William.
Oh, thanks, Jesse.
Dr. William Cottrell, who told us the story of some music Canterburys, not a term I'd come across before, but they were reunited after 130 years, quite by chance.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.